that smart business owners go from I to we to them doing it kind of struck right here. And all on the flight back, the whole time I was thinking, I will never move needle and do all the things that I want to do unless I leverage.
Hello, Real Producers. This is publisher Kristen Brindley, and I'm here with a wonderful Amina. And Amina, thank you so much for being part of Real Producers. I just personally want to say that I've known you for like a decade, and you have so many accolades, so many things, and I've looked up to you. And I know you've had a $1 billion office. You have several different businesses that you are running now, and there's a lot of different accolades, but I personally am really glad you're part of Real Producers and part of my sphere and in my life. So tell people a little bit more about that. And I'd love to have like, why Cyberbacker? Why this journey? And, you know, thanks for being on, Amina.
Thank you so much. And it's a pleasure, absolute pleasure to be here with you. And we go way back. You go way back. And I think probably one of the things I'm most proud of in my journey is for and thankful for are people like you and relationships that you build in this journey that stay with you. And we watch, you know, each other, we watch our kids grow up. I have, you know, 300 agents here, and to see them going from, you know, one place to another and their families thrive. And of course, you know, there are some sad moments there too. You go with people through ups and downs, but I think what makes my life so full and what I'm appreciating more than ever are relationship like you. So thank you so much for inviting me. I really, really appreciate it. So I am now part owner of 4 businesses. 2 Keller Williams offices and Cyberbacker and a property management company, Circle Property Management. Why Cyberbacker? 5-6 years ago, I was in a training class with Gary Keller, and he was talking how smart business people don't do everything alone. And by that moment, I was doing everything on my own. Part because I didn't trust anybody to do it the way that I do it, part because it was really hard to give up control. I'm a high D person, so I'm a control freak. So I could never find the right people to do it for me. And when he said that smart business owners go from I to we to them doing it, it kind of struck right here. And all on the flight back, the whole time I was thinking, I will never move needle and do all the things that I want to do unless I leverage and give up things that somebody else can do better than I can. So I came back and I looked for people. And luckily, I had an admin assistant here in my office that was helping me. But right before COVID, it became increasingly harder to find quality people that really, really wanted to work hard and were not just about the paycheck, that cared about the customer service, that cared about the job that they were doing. They were responsible, reliable, and willing to learn and willing to grow. So somebody mentioned that they have a virtual assistant that makes their phone calls and does their admin tasks and does their social media. And my admin was already getting really, really like up to a level where he couldn't handle all of the things that we were doing. So I considered it. And I went through a couple of admin virtual assistants until I found the company Cyberbacker. And when I found them, the process was a lot better. The quality of candidates were better. And what I loved about it is that for most part, they were training them and coaching them, I didn't have to do all of it. So I tried them out, and I did go through a few. It's a process. It's not all, you know, you just get the person and you plug them in and then they do everything and you don't have to do anything. That's not it. You have to be involved. But a couple of things that I loved about it is that they can work two different ways, right? They can work while you sleep and you give them tasks, you wake up and it's done because it's a different time zone. Or they can work during the day while you're working and be with you every step of the way. The final part was that I was watching a listing agent go into a listing appointment, and he had glasses on, and inside of the glasses was a cyber backer. So when he went to a listing appointment, of course, the seller knew. While they were walking through the house and talking about the appliances and the home, how old were certain things, the projects, by the time the listing agent came back to his office, the write-up was done for MLS, the net sheet, seller net sheet was done. And I was so impressed. And I'm like, I want that. I want them with me so that all I do is a personal touch with people, because I'm always people before tasks, because I'm not so great at tasks. So I leveraged that part out. And for the last 3 years, I haven't done much of the tasks, to a point where even an email, half of the times when the email goes out to you or somebody, it's not me, it comes from my account, but it's the people working in the background and you would never know it. So after a year of working with them, they actually approached me and they said, we are growing. Would you like to be a franchise owner for Virginia? And I said, absolutely. And the reason I did that was the amount of the appreciation, the amount of, you're literally changing lives over there in Philippines, because obviously it's a very, it's not a wealthy country and people struggle to find jobs, and they're good quality, amazing, loving people that speak English, and they are really proficient with technology, and some of them even speak better English than I do, right? They have less of an accent than I do. So I wanted to help change lives over there and get us a quality local coverage and local help, but impacting globally. So global solutions on a local level. And I just, that's the reason I started it.
Well, I absolutely love it. We have also worked with people overseas and things like that on my team, and we absolutely love it. I want to hear more about the glasses and what you're doing. I find that to be amazing. Also, you know, if people are looking to grow and to replace themselves, to go to I, to we, to them, you know, I love Mike Michalowicz and Clockwork and literally the next step. You know, is to have someone doing all the admin, right? And doing all those things. And it's very affordable with how you're doing this. Can you tell us what is different? Like, I loved how you spoke about Cyberbacker and trying other spots, and nothing is all sunshine and rainbows, right? Like, nothing is perfect, but like, what makes them, as my daughter says, sunshine and rainbows, you know? What makes Cyberbacker different in this space? Like, what, if you could say like the key two or three things, what are those things?
So first of all, we are national franchise, right? So you have owners of franchises in different states. And as we know, clients are different from state to state. So it's all pretty much done from the hub, and they pay really, really good attention to. They interview 5,000 people a week. So the pipeline of quality people is there. And then they have layers and layers and layers of operations. So you have a career backer, you have social media backer, you have transaction coordination backers, you have ISAs, people calling. So we started with the real estate, but you can really, I'm looking forward to building this company where we're going to approach medical industries, right? I mean, I go to my doctor's office and they have files and files and files, like thousands of files behind them. And, you know, yeah, in Virginia, we're still very old fashioned. And even I, you know, I love paper, but when you think about how many of the accounting tasks, anything that in a hotel, anything that has to do with AR, PR, like accounts receivables, accounts payables, any, and then the phone calls, the pure customer service, we have lost customer experience, especially after COVID and people not coming back to workplace and almost not even caring about the job. You really, really need the customer experience to get better. And they do all of that in the background. And I cannot tell you how amazing it is when you actually get to focus on the things that you do the best. My experience was much better with them than any other company I tried. And I've tried probably 4 to 5 American, overseas companies in the different countries. At some point, I even thought about opening one in my own country, but nothing came close to. And I think part of that is because of Craig. Craig Goodliffe is our owner. And if you hear his story, is one of the most amazing stories of perseverance and just a good heart and wanting to do good for people. So most of us franchise owners are owners of a couple of different businesses. And a lot of them are doing this because it helps. It's a win-win-win, right? It wins the country, the whole country. It's a win for the country. It's a win for people over there. And they're so appreciative and they're so kind. And of course the culture is very sweet. So sometimes, you know, it can be a good and bad, right? Because our clients here are very, like a DC area is a very aggressive area. We talk fast, we move fast, we walk fast. Everything here is a fast pace, right? So they're over there, they have a hard time with conflict. They will not tell you if something bothers them. So a lot of times you have to work on them being a little more upfront because of the culture, right? They're just so sweet. They will never tell you what bothers them. And then you lose an employee because of something you said or the way you looked on the Zoom or something at them, right? So all of that has to be considered. But CyberBacker was by far the best one that I have tried. And I normally don't sell the water I don't drink, right? So if I try something and it's good, I'm going to tell everybody about it. And if I try something and it's not good, I'm just going to, you know, be quiet and move on. But yeah, they were the absolute best, organizational, financially affordable. And then the story behind it, how he literally is saving city by city over there and so many people that he changed lives. That just, I wanted to do that. And it was an opportunity to do it further than just my little town, my little state, my little world. So that's why I did it.
I love it. I was going to ask you what was most rewarding, but I have a feeling we just got to hear that, which is awesome. if you were to look at 1 to 3 years from now, I already heard you say medical, you know, what do you see for CyberBacker and where are you headed?
I think that in Virginia, as far as industries, private sector, government, you know, all of that, I think we're still in pre-COVID state where we still need people, right? However, I think with the time, every industry will realize that if you don't change with the time, even if you're standing on a track and you're not moving, people running will knock you down, right? So it's not just enough to stand on the track field, you gotta get moving. So I see, especially sales industries or service industries, right? If you don't concentrate on the client and the client experience, if you're sitting behind a computer punching numbers and doing tasks all day long, instead of focusing on your client, their feelings, their needs, their experience, you're going to lose business and you're going to lose money. So I'm looking forward to building this company where we are literally helping service industry create a completely different and a better client experience. So, you know, dentist, right? I had a dental procedure and it was a dental surgeon and he was amazing, absolutely amazing. The man was amazing, but his office, I called 3 times. I left 3 voicemails. Nobody ever called me back. And I got really, really frustrated. So next time I called, I said, I want him to call me. I don't want to talk to any of you. And the manager calls right away. And I said, I don't want to talk to you because I already left 3 voicemails. If you wanted to call me, you would have called me, right? So he calls and I told him, I said, you know, I called 3 times. I left the voicemail, the people, and I get it. People are busy, right? So if you outsource that, and if you have a number where a cyber backer answers the phone and returns the voicemails, you can save a client like me. Now, I could have just gone to another dentist and he would have never known that he lost a client, right? And he was so appreciative of the feedback because obviously there are certain things that he has to do with that team. And so when people get busy and people get overwhelmed, customer service suffers. So this is a very affordable solution to make your customer experience 3 times better and retain people that you have and attract more with it because you're not doing the tasks that anybody else can do in the world with the right skills. And there's so many educated, good people with the right skills that want to do it and they need jobs and they'll gladly do it. So it's not easy. You have to work with them. You have to tell them what you want. You got to already have a vision of what you would like them to do and a job description. But we help you pick them. I coach some of our clients. I coach them on how to pick a cyber backer, how to build a job description, how to inspect what you expect, how to stay and manage them and lead them. So a lot of work goes into it. And you have to be ready. You know, you and I talked about this all the time, how letting go is one of the toughest things in life you have to learn, right? And a lot of great people, great business owners, they're so afraid of letting go because they're so used to doing everything on their own that in their mind, they believe nobody else can do it. I did too, right? It took me a while to get over. By the time I train you, I can do it 3 times. Well, then I end up doing everything and training nobody. And I never get that off my plate, right? So that's where in 3 to 5 years, I see us in a lot of other service industries, not just real estate world.
I love that you started in the real estate world, though. You're serving a lot of great people. You know, your story, I love your story, and then going to having 4 businesses, and that's only possible when you have I, we, them. That's the only way that's even a thought, right? Can you tell us a little bit about your, like, I know you're a proud mom, you have great kids, like tell us a little bit about your family and then and we'll put links below, but how can they get a hold of Cyberbacker and how do they work with you? So tell us a little about your family though. I know you're an awesome mom. So yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Sometimes I wonder, you know, you have that self-doubt, right? Every once in a while your kids say, you know, so-and-so's mom does this and so-and-so's,
and, yes.
You know, so being a war refugee and it's been probably about 25 years that I've been in this country. It was interesting raising kids, right? In a culture, in the environment that you haven't been born and you haven't gone to school with. There were times they would come from school and I would be like, what are they talking about, right? Because I didn't go to school here. And there was time I was doing homework with them and I would do the math and they're like, that's not how we do it. And I'm like, what do you mean? I thought the math is math everywhere in the world, they're like, no, this is how you do it. So apparently in Europe, we do math different way than we do in America, right? So yes, I have a two children. One is 23 and one is 18. My 23-year-old just got her master's degree. So she just got her first real job, and she's it's her first week. So wish her luck. And then my 18-year-old just graduated high school, and he is coming into real estate. He's going to pursue real estate career. So yeah, it was it's challenging when you're a business owner and a wife and a mother, and then time of also for yourself. You sometimes have a feeling that you're doing actually nothing right, right? But then you look at the you look behind you and you look at the years and you look what your children are doing. And then you're like, well, I must have done something right.
I think you've done a lot of things right, Amina. How do people reach Cyberbacker? What's the best way to inquire and to work with you all?
So depends on in what way do you communicate the best. Of course, we have the texting, phone call, and the email. However, when you do make a phone call, I have this absolutely amazing Cyberbacker that is my Cyberbacker, and her name is Diana. And I will tell you that when you talk about the right-hand person and the person that does the business exactly how you want it, acts how you want it, talks the same way, we're on the same page, we know where we're going, we share the same vision. So Diana will be the one that will be talking to anybody who would love to hear about Cyberbacker. And oftentimes people call me and they go, how do I get her? So I want Diana. And I'm like, she's mine. You gotta find yourself a Diana. That's what's all about, right? So a lot of people are like, how do I do that? And I'm like, well, come on over, I'll teach you, right? I'll coach you how to find Diana. But yeah, they will be talking to Diana. And I think you guys will put our phone number and our email on it. Yes. So that's how they reach us.
Well, I really appreciate you, Amina. Thank you for being a wonderful part of Nova Real Producers and, you know, and a friend and mentor. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I really, really love you and appreciate you. And I'm looking forward to many, many other journeys we do together.
Thank you. Same. Mwah.
Bye.